The first Black leader of a Girl Scout troop in Middle Tennessee is being honored with a historic marker. Josephine Holloway's troop was officially recognized in 1942 after years of resistance. Now a group of girls wants the city of Nashville to know her legacy. WPLN contributor Ambrielle Crutchfield has the story.
Two lines of Girl Scout juniors stand attentively at the front of a recent Metro Council meeting. Councilwoman Angie Henderson sponsored the resolution.
Colleagues, it's my pleasure to have with me this evening Troop 1347.
Troop 1347 learned about Holloway when they visited Camp Holloway, which she opened in 1955 for African-American girls.
Josephine Groves Holloway lived her life with passion to improve the world around her and persevered in facing and removing racist obstacles.
Today, girls of all backgrounds enjoy outdoor activities there. Alexis Wood is a 10-year-old member of the troop.
She symbolizes feminism and that how many things people put in your way or how many things they think will tear you down, you'll always get back up.
The girls thought it was an injustice that Holloway wasn't recognized on a larger scale. So troop leader Tracy Rockus says they wrote a resolution for the Metro Council to recognize her and add a historic marker in her honor.
In a way, it's a legacy not only of what this wonderful woman did, but what her legacy has provided all these girls. I'm going to cry now. All these girls in our troop, you know, like one of the girls in our troop wrote, I wouldn't be in Girl Scouts if it weren't for her.
It was just really important that we're telling the whole story of Nashville, not just a small subsection of our history.
Jessica Reeves, a preservationist at the Metro Historical Commission, says they're working to promote more diverse history makers like Holloway. This marker will be unveiled at the Girl Scouts of Middle Tennessee headquarters on Gurney White Pike. As for Troop 1347, they've earned their bronze award and they say they feel empowered to create their own legacies. For WPLN News, I'm Ambrielle Crutchfield.